tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. I'm your host, 123 Jackie B. Kenny is hosting our Emmys after show here at AfterBuzz TV. Check that out. If you're in the chat roll with us, I thank you very much. I saw there's people from Greece, people from Poland. We have people from all over. This is talking to me. I have a special guest with me. Cam Marston is in the house.
Good evening. It's been a long time.
Cam, where can the people find you?
At Tomacover 777 on most platforms.
And we have Jay, who's here for revenge.
Hi, everyone. That plays really well for the audio listeners. My name's Jay Ellis, and I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and then on Twitter at @still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
So, you know what? Before going into the show, I want to talk about bullying, which is, like, weirdly our favorite topic here at RuPaul's Drag Race After Show, and it shouldn't be. And it happens so much in the Drag Race fandom, and it keeps coming up again and again and again, and it makes me very sad, because this is supposed to be a community for people who don't fit into society, you know? So then you have people attacking people within that community.
Right.
Recently, Fifi was, and this was so weird to me because I guess I saw the attacks happening online, and then I watched the episode and I was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I know there's already, Fifi has already, like, people that don't like her because of season four.
A reputation.
And, now people were sending her mean tweets, writing mean comments. And that's another thing I don't get. It's like, you really wasted like that much time, that much breath, that much of a piece of your day to tweet, to at tweet someone to say you should die or whatever, which rude, just because you don't like someone or just because some queen is not your cup of tea does not mean that you should be doing that. That's a terrible thing to do. So now it's like she's tweeted that she feels that she was misrepresented on the show. She doesn't want to show up to the
reunion,
and she's changed her photo and to Boy Phoebe, which is Jeremy Carey. Yeah. I think partially to promote his music. Mm-hmm. He has a new album out and a new song. I really enjoyed the song. The song is Play.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. So he tweeted that, or he changed his profile to be more boy him. And I couldn't tell if it was a reaction to this or if it was just to promote the song or what.
Yeah. Well, Rue also unfollowed Fifi unfollowed Rue. I think there was like a whole thing there. And there was a thing that happened a few weeks ago where they were talking about, or actually I think it was last week, where Fifi hosted an event and said, look, those comments that Carson and Jeremy Scott, who was the guest host last time, those were actually aimed at Detox, and they made it to seem like it was an Alyssa commentary to make Alyssa seem like she was winning or, you know, like getting better comments than she really was. And the producers released footage saying like, here's the unedited panel of the judges, and you can see that it was at Alyssa. So I think Fifi's kind of been coming under fire for that specifically, and then saying, like, this show is doing it again to me, which it's kind of a two-sided coin. Like, I get it that you came on to be on the show, and you can't have it both ways. Like, you're going to get the edit that they're going to give you, and you just don't have that control, unfortunately. And you're just kind of putting out there what they're going to put out there, like what they want to. So you're kind of signing up for this. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the way that the cards fell. Is that the right thing? Okay.
The cards fell, yes.
Cam. Okay. Cam, thoughts?
I've always felt that she was, that was her true color. That was her, that's how she painted herself that way, because that's actually, she didn't have an emotional filter, I believe. Whereas, you know, Roxy admitted to playing the game. I don't think Fifi admitted to the harsh way she was perceived. So, I mean, and you can't change a leopard's spots, so.
Well, I mean, for me, I don't know if you were there or not that season, but Fifi actually called in to our show. Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
I thought Fifi was really sweet when she called into our show. And so my only personal interaction with Fifi has been very positive. Mm. So it's hard for me to, like, watch this show and then, like, reconcile that with the person that I interacted with. And at the same time, Has either of you seen Unreal?
Yes.
Okay. Unreal is for Cam, or for people who have not seen it. It's basically a scripted show, but about like a fake bachelor.
Right.
And so the main character, played by Sherry Appleby, is a producer for this fake bachelor show, and they kind of manipulate the contestants and to get these like terrible emotional results. And it seems like, from what I've read on Reddit, it seems like, and again, it's like, I don't work at RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't work at WOW. I don't know how things work, but it seems like it's set up very similar, where you have certain people who produce certain queens. Mm-hmm. So certain people, certain producers are assigned to certain queens to talk to them and to try and like manipulate storylines, guide the storylines. And so what from Fifi said, it's like, you know, she felt like let down by the person who was supposed to be the person guiding her storyline, because right. she was like, I was encouraged to do certain things. And then when you watch back, like you watch the footage back, you're like, that's not so great.
Yeah.
And it's just, when I was watching this episode though, like some of the things didn't seem that bad to me because I would have done them myself. Like from the beginning, I've said that like pulling the queens aside to have a chat with them is stupid. It's like, it seemed
uncomfortable.
Yeah, the whole thing seemed contrived in the first place. Right. Like, the whole we need to talk to you seemed like a producer suggestion in the first place. So I was like, I totally get not wanting to do it because most of the people have the decision in their mind whether or not you've already agreed to go with the pact or against the pact that the queens made or not. I don't really care. But and I'm not the only person who said that. I watched The Pit Stop, which is a recap show, and Mariah Balenciaga on that one said the same thing. It's like, if you already know who you're picking, why bother? You know, and I'm sure she felt that way. It's like,
well, even more so if there is really a pact, then we don't need to talk about it. We already got the critique from the judges, so.
Right.
That's why I didn't fall for that either.
Yeah, and the other thing that people picked on her for was switching it up, switching the role with Roxy. But again, like, for me, if I thought, you know what, I think this will be funnier this way, and if we try it this way, it'll be funnier, I don't see the big deal in that. It's up to Roxy to bring her A game to whatever performance you had. There's no small actors. Is that how you say it?
It's no small parts.
No small parts, just small actors. I don't know. There's that saying where basically it's like you can be the inference is that you can be a scene stealer even if you're small guaranteed role. Like remember, Darian Lake. When mm-hmm. Darian Lake had that role where she was, like, the head.
Which Pork Chop took over this
week. Yeah, which Pork Chop took over this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, that can be something very memorable.
Yeah.
And so it's on you to deliver that performance.
Right.
So just because Roxy might have been, like, not, like, I don't know, and some people agree, some people thought that, you know, the more scene stealer role was the showgirl role anyway. I think the more scene stealer role is the Mama Versace role.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, you still could have made that, like, funny or interesting. I think if Alaska would have had that role, Alaska would have made it funny. I think Alyssa could have made it funny.
Well, so the challenge, I mean, getting to it, was that Rue assigned sequels to movies that we all know. And, well, actually, I have not seen Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
I just watched that this past year.
Oh, did you? Okay,
very
so
iconic.
I watched
it. You know what's funny is coming in here, I was like, Cam will have watched it.
Good.
He will have watched it.
So you'll be
it.
Our expert on that one. But Showgirls, I got Thelma and Louise.
Know
I think
me.
We
know me. Know Malone.
Yeah, oh my God, no. The
you
hands.
Don't.
Oh my gosh.
Know me.
Yeah, so Rue just assigned sequels or sequels to movies that we already know, and it's kind of like the after story of what happened. So yeah, I thought it was a fun challenge. I don't think we've seen something like that so far in the show.
And I love the acting challenges.
They're fun.
I think any queen can do. Even if you're not necessarily an actor, I think you can make your part funny in an acting challenge.
And we had Roxy and Fifi on the show Squirrels. We had Velma and Wheezy, which was Detox and Katya. And then what happened to Baby JJ was Alyssa and Alaska.
I also love, I love how, you know, they, on Drag Race, they can't get a lot of the rights to these things. It's the same thing with the Wizard of Oz. Uh-huh. Like, so they're, like, kind of changing the names a little, you know, changing a thing here or two.
Yeah, and even Detox comments on that. She's like, characters that are very similar to other characters. Yeah. But yeah, it was a great challenge.
The other thing, my favorite one out of, I don't know about you guys, but my favorite one out of those was the Detox, the Velma and Wheezy
scene. I agree, yeah.
And I still don't get, And I know I'm a crazy Katya fan, but I still don't get why Katya was in the bottom.
I think what they
it
were doing...
It didn't make any sense
Yeah,
to me.
What they were doing is they were taking from each pair and putting in the weaker link, quote-unquote, of the pair. And, I mean, Katya really didn't deserve to be in that one because I think both of them held their own in that aspect. But it just seemed like they took, you know, Roxy, Katya, and then Alyssa, and they pulled each pair. And it's so weird because last week we're at a bottom two, and now we're back to a bottom three. And I think it was just I don't know, like all the, yeah, just to get the teams, but Katya really didn't need to be there.
I didn't mind her. I thought it was okay. I mean, I think they edited the whole line forgetting to add some sort of choice in the bottom three.
But yeah.
She was good.
Right. Yeah. But Alaska killed it for me this week too in both the challenge and the runway.
Top. But yeah. I think Fifi deserved to be in the top too.
She
and
did.
It was sad to me that it's like her win that she was so proud of is now like tainted with all these other things.
Yeah. So like during, like what you said, during the, like Michelle and Todrick were watching each of them and giving notes and stuff. In just the show squirrels part, I didn't see like a family resemblance between Fifi and Roxy. And I thought that was kind of a big misstep. Like even a blonde wig on Roxy would have just tied the two together. But we had a brunette with Nomi or, you know, Versace, like little
Mama
whatever they
Versace.
Mama Versace, whatever they called her. Like Nomi's a pretty big, well-known character, and to have like even like the little curls or something just to kind of give us that family resemblance probably would have like popped it up just a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, my whole thing with Roxy, I don't think she had any confidence in acting, period. So I feel like she was banking on runway to begin with from the get-go. That's why she was okay with the part change. I think that was her goal.
Okay.
She had to kind of ride with what you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think that if Roxy were to maybe have just changed it, it may have been like in the middle instead of.
No.
I think that there was
I think
maybe
she's
the weakest
in that type of concept. She doesn't. I don't think she has that foresight.
Like an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting too is that there's been a lot of hate against Alaska for picking Alyssa to go home.
Yeah.
And you guys like. You can love Alyssa and still be a huge Alyssa fan. Alyssa's, like, everywhere. This is the thing. It's like, I'm not going to be mad at Adore for leaving the show because there are other venues where I can see Adore. There are other venues where we can see these other queens. You don't have to tune into Drag Race see them.
And it is a bummer. Like, I know that, the fan base... I'm a fan of this show. I'm a huge fan. And so is like the viewers that we see. And it's just a passionate group. So it is hard to see like these contestants eliminated. But I feel like Alyssa's coming back just based off of like the last 2 minutes. I think it's either Alyssa's or Tatiana's to bring. Like I think one of them is coming back. And so I think we're going to see her again. But yeah, it's Alaska's job. Or not job, but it's her responsibility at that point to, and they were going off of the pack that they, or not the pack, but the decision that they made. Whereas Alyssa, which I liked that she said at the beginning, she's going off of the consistency from the past weeks, which whenever.
I think that's her right to say that too.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, even though Fifi disagrees with her, Fifi made a good point. It's like, we made this decision to do this. Why didn't you do that? But at the same time, like, it's totally within Alyssa's right.
As far as Fifi, I mean, at some point, Alyssa made the decision. So you beating her up, I think that's where some of the hate comes back, is because it's done. There's nothing you can do by bitching about it to change what has already happened.
Right.
Do I agree with Alyssa? I mean, we don't know if the pack was really made. But it was her choice. It's a competition. At the end of the day, everybody's competing for money and a title, and everything goes out the window. But competition tends to bring out the worst in people.
You know what's interesting is Willem said that because the queens know like what the show is, and because they're always on their best behavior, she was like, look, now they purposely do this like voting off thing just because they have to create drama, because all these queens work together, they tour together.
Yeah.
So it's like they have to do something to like...
And it's added a definite element to the show, and you can see how torn up Alaska was when she had to get rid... And even all the queens, like every previous elimination, they're just like, it's hurting my heart to like send this person home because they've worked with them and they know how hard it is to get on this show, and even more to get like your name back out there and the reputation to build. So I think it's just like hurting their hearts to really do this to each other. But I think Alyssa's reasoning was totally fine. When I watch reality shows, like the consistency thing is I'm like, oh, they've had a couple of bad weeks. They should probably go this time. And to be fair, Ginger Minj had not been a winner. She was always kind of safe. Whereas Katya last time, she was a winner and she had a safe look. So it would make sense in that realm of reality.
I'm going with the longevity. I mean, if you've done well, like I agreed with Alyssa. I'm just not a fan of Alyssa, but I agreed with her concept. So I don't believe in the pack because the pack is not going to last. No. At the end of the, I mean, there's only going to be three people at the end. You're going down if I got to take you out.
Yeah.
So
I love this. I love, though, the revenge idea in the sense that there's a possibility for these queens to come back, which I think is always fun. It's like we want to see more of them anyway.
Rather than a box.
Yeah, rather than popping out of a box or randomly showing up on Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Or a head on a platter. Head on a platter.
Yeah.
But we always want to see more of these queens, and I think it's weird because it's like, yeah, it's a competition show, but really we just want to see queens dressing up and doing funny stuff. Yeah. I don't really, you know, it's like, I'm not really here to see who's the winner or who's eliminated or whatnot. It's like, that's kind of like the second thing. The first thing is I just want to see more of them.
We just love these people.
Yeah.
It's so, poor Chad Michaels has gotten like that little intro part. I'm like,
and that I was going to say, it's like Chad's, it's like the Hall of Fame. It's just like Chad there doing random stuff.
Yeah. It just, it kind of makes me a little sad.
What do you guys think the revenge is?
Honestly, I don't know.
I think they're
come up with something.
Yeah. I think they're going to lip sync and they're going to lip sync back in and a person's going to take that spot. And then it's going to be another person added in the competition.
I'm hoping it's a group against group challenge.
That's what Mariah Balenciaga said, that she thought they were going to pair up with the eliminated queens, which might, it would have made sense because it would have been 5 and 5 had Adore not left.
Right. Maybe Adore's just going to come back. Like, that's the revenge. Adore's just shows up.
Maybe concert sales.
But yeah, I didn't even think about groups or pairs. That would be really interesting because then you're like the person who, if they technically sent you home, then you're paired up with them. But Alaska sent home too.
Right.
So
if that group wins, then we get to lip sync against each other and I can send your ass home.
Yeah. Which, oh, that would kind of rub me the wrong way if it came to a lip sync to sending somebody home after they've done so well a competition. I don't know if I'd love that, but I mean, it would be crazy good TV. Anyway, I don't know.
We can all wear the Shaw.
Shaw. Oh, that. But I've had problems saying words, so I can't say anything about Roxy saying Shaw.
Duwa.
No, it's funny.
Duwa.
Duwa.
Duwa. Yeah.
I also love the rigor mortis. Who's Morris?
Alyssa's great for those sound bites and the gifts that we're gonna get. I already see the gun one with her as Annie Oakley going around online, and it's so good.
One of our fans photoshopped put my face and Alyssa's face in the Annie Oakley wig, which I thought was hilarious.
it was good.
So for this we had our regular panel plus Nicole
Schwarzinger.
Schwarzinger.
Yeah. Oh, she looks so good.
She does look so good. She's kind of boring, but whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Enough said.
Enough said. Yeah. So that's that.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the outfits?
Well, RuPaul's first. Should we start with Ru?
You know what? I didn't say what I thought of Ru's outfit last week, but so far, every outfit I've loved. Every outfit of the season I've loved.
I completely agree. I feel like this has been like a new Ru.
Yes.
We've seen different wigs. And I mean, we went back to blonde, but that, the style and the cut, and then
kind of like 1940s,
like geisha. Bombshell, I don't know. There was a cool. I mean, it looked great. It looked really good on Ru.
I like the hair. It was nice for me.
Yeah. Nice. Do you want to go down one by one and talk about each one, and then maybe a little bit about the performances too?
Yeah. Well, like Fifi, I thought
I was underwhelmed.
Well, I loved the transition,
right?
And I think part of me was bothered because I know, like, I follow Fifi's Instagram, and I know all the, like, crazy, wacky, wonderful stuff she did. Love what she did last week. So I guess I was expecting, like,
something
with
crazy.
The reveal, something, like, crazy. And I understand that is really hard to do. Mm-hmm. And the transition, the way it transitioned from one outfit to another was great. But I guess the end result, I was just expecting something.
I just felt like she was going to a cotillion or something.
Yeah.
I thought I love a fish queen, so her makeup and her hair was on point. I just didn't like the outfits.
That's what I liked, was that her hair and makeup fit both looks really greatly. Or really great.
She looked good.
I agree, though. Like, Carson said it best, where he said both looks individually, but when she turned, I think it was pretty fluid compared to some of the others. Like, but the thing is that we're holding it to Violet Chachki, who had an amazing turn, and it just, like, boom, like, came out. But I think that I love that there was no material left on the runway. Like, it folded into underneath, and I thought that was really creative. But both looks on their own, they were okay.
Well, that's important.
Oh, by the way, there's this guy who designs dresses. You can find him
Transformers.
On... designs
helmets. I've seen those things. Yeah, those are cool.
Well, there's this guy who designs dresses. It started with he was designing like dresses for his daughter to do kind of like she's very young to do like cosplay stuff at Disney. And he does a lot of these like transition outfits. And yeah. I'll tweet out his name later. I forgot what it was, but I, you know, found it on the internet like I find everything else.
Because yeah. I thought that was important. I felt it was important to calculate in the initial outfit, the reveal and how it's done, and then the secondary outfit, which we'll get to with Alaska, because I was a little jump. But
yeah. That was the challenge, I think, was to have two completely... Like,
right.
I mean, even though Violet Chachki had, like, it was a jumpsuit, it did change shape and form of what we saw from her. So I thought it was cool.
And that's why I loved Roxy's. Roxy's was the next one that reminded me the most of that Violet Chachki wow factor.
It was so fluid, like the way that it just fell, and then the color change helped it too. And just like I like that she came out in a character. Yeah. I love like the open back in the back too.
Sick.
She looked.
I'm a Roxy fan. That's why I wish Kenny was here because we go back and forth. I'm a super Roxy fan, regardless of attitude. But she was my favorite for the actual first reveal and secondary outfit.
I wanted to ask even before, like, I mean, we're kind of in the middle, but who did you come into All Stars kind of cheering for?
Roxy.
Okay.
I wanted the redemption. I wanted her to show that she grew up. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a TV show, and we bash on editing and all of that. And I know that they fall victim to the pressures of competition and TV. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Fifi, it didn't go very well. Yeah. I think honestly, I just know, she felt
like,
victim.
And I think, you know, I think part of that is what happened to Adore too. It's like you get back in the space and you're like,
it's hard to step back in.
You regress. It's almost like a regression, and then you react the same way you did the first time. Unfortunately, that's how the cards fell.
But Roxy always had like solid runway. So when this challenge, and she's like, "Who knows a reveal? I do," and it's true. Like she really does know how to costume her body and make that like dramatic statement. And I love like the flamenco like tap tap in the beginning. Everything about it, I thought Roxy had like the. I mean, none of the looks were like, "Oh my gosh!" Like that was fantastic. But Roxy definitely had my favorite out of all of them.
And again, I don't think she's confident in acting. I think she did the Tamar. But that's just her imitating a person who she actually had worked with in real life. So I feel like she was gunning for the runway.
So you think she went in knowing like I've got this runway like already? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, and then we moved into Katya, who had kind of a sequin dress and gloves, a blonde wig, and then it transformed as she pulled.
Sorry.
It's okay. She went from like kind of like a mid-thigh dress, and this one was kind of a little of a rougher transition for me because it didn't really sleek down.
Yeah.
But I did love the bang piece pull-off and then like the black teeth. I'm kind of torn on it. I kind of want your guys' opinion. I kind of don't know if I wanted her to be more like
glamour?
Less. I don't know if I liked the glamour walk, like the prom queen, like whatever look she was giving, or if I wanted her to go like full on like crazy face and have like the pagan symbols all on the, or like a flame on the bottom of the dress just to carry it all the way through.
I think she would have taken it from Roxy for me if she had done that. If she completely went 100% with the gore and shock effect, I probably would have fell for her.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was very Katya to keep it kind of like funny but scary, and I think it would have been more on the scary end if she would have done that, but I would have liked to have seen that because I think that would have pushed it over the edge. Plus I do wish the transition was smoother.
Because it just, I mean, I know it's not her fault, but it's just like maybe the material caught, but it just kind of caught a little bit too much, and I just noticed it. So it just wasn't as fluid as like that, you know, Roxy had. And then
we have Detox. I wrote, it's a gorgeous outfit, but the reveal was meh.
Agreed. And I kind of saw the hair and the sticks in there. I kind of thought that was going to be a part of the reveal too. Like we were going to pull the hair down when it came into the one piece.
Yeah.
But it really went from a hood into a. It just kind of fell backward.
I do like that there were like three layers, but at the same time, it's like it was literally just like you were stripping. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like.
You know, and I love a fish body, but I'm not a big fan of padding or injection silicone, the silicone shaping that she has, because that's not padding. She actually has silicone in her butt.
Right.
So it was a little, for me, it was a little grotesque.
Oh, that slap on the ass that was so good on the runway. It just went pap. I did like, I mean, she said it as she was walking that this time around, she really wanted to bring something that she hadn't done before. And I liked the lipstick that she had on. And I do think every runway, because I was thinking back, I'm like, she's really brought it this season, and I knew that she would, but now I'm like recognizing Detox as like a top. Like, I think she's going to go far.
The only thing that bothered me though is like Detox in last episode or the episode before that is saying how bad she felt for making Fifi feeling half bad for making Fifi afraid to come to West Hollywood.
Right.
And then she turns around here and is like, well, why aren't you, why don't you want to talk to the people? And like, why are you doing that? That's so shady, blah, 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 blah. And it was just weird to me because I was like, just 2 episodes ago, you were saying that like you felt bad. And
did
now,
you believe that apology though? They asked her questions in, you know, in the aside, and
it was just such a weirdly passionate response where I was like, does it really matter whether or not people get interviewed? Do we really care that much? Like, is that something to be passionate about? It'd be different if like you felt like, oh, Fifi personally screwed you over. Okay, well, like, maybe I can understand, but I was like, this passion is coming from nowhere.
I understand where they're coming from, because like I think you had said, and maybe Kenny like a while ago, where you don't want to be produced. Like, when you're in, like Tatiana said in the first episode, I don't need to talk to anybody. I already have my decision. And I would like to think that that's how I would be. But at the same time, I think it would be nice to hear out people and say, like, well, I think I, like, kind of plead your case, not plead your case, but explain why you should still be there if they really think that they are going to be one of the bottom ones.
Jay, you're nicer than I am.
Right. I mean,
But also, like,
like little pound cake.
But also, I'm an introvert, and I don't, obviously, it's like, I don't know Fifi personally, so I don't know if that's part of what's going on, because she was, like, being driven crazy by Alyssa, which, again, like, at some point, when you're stuck in a workroom with people for hours and hours, and you're an introvert, you want to just be like, I just need a break. I just need a me time. Yeah. And I feel like, for me, before you have to make a big decision like that, I would not do well with talking with people like that. I would rather just be like, okay, need a break, need to go get some water or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, I know you're an Alyssa fan. Do you feel like Alyssa made her decision on the fly after talking to Katya and Ginger? Or do you not believe that she had that decision in her head before that even happened?
I think Alyssa said it best, that she said, I think that you've had better nights. Like, I don't want to base this off of one night. So I think that she, when Katya and Ginger were put in that bottom, she probably was maybe listening a little bit, and she maybe could have been swayed if Ginger, I don't know. I think Alyssa really didn't. I'm taking that back. I think Alyssa knew that Ginger was going to be the one who was going to go, just based off of her own way that she felt about how the competition was going.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much the talks really could change much, unless the Alaska or Fifi were really on the fence, but I guess Alaska only in this case, and then maybe it could really sway you. But I already think that once they hear the bottom three, they're already in their head go, well, I think I already know who I'm going to go with.
I also, speaking of Alyssa, I loved Alyssa's second outfit. So the first outfit was really just like trash bag covering the second outfit.
I liked it too, but I wanted to ask you, because I knew you would be a fan of that.
Can
you imagine being in studio though? Because you know that had to make sounds and clunking. They edited it out. I'm thinking that'd be super awkward if I was a judge and all I hear is like this clunking, and she's walking for the few steps that
she did.
You're
talking about like ching ching ching.
Yeah, no, but you know, it has to have made noise.
You know what though? I think that makes it all the better, and it makes it all the more Alyssa.
Because she's like, goofy, yeah.
I wish they would have left in the clunking, and then they revealed it, and then it's like this fabulous.
Like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it was so awkward.
It was my favorite outfit of Alyssa so far, and I get that. You know what? Alyssa's trying in some instances to move to more like shticky stuff than pageanty stuff.
I think she's had help with some of her branding, if that's where she's going. She needs to really kind of know that her alone, without even a characterization, is already funny enough, and just taking her outfits and her looks to a different level.
I like that look that it was funny because I didn't really get to mention it, but that look that Kenny and Mark didn't like was the yellow dress with like the lips.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah. I thought that was so Alyssa, and I thought it's really campy. It's not very pageanty. Her boy outfits are very like
eclectic,
campy, eclectic. Yeah. And I love that. And then it's like the last week with the moon boots and the tinfoil just did not do it for me. I was like, this is going backwards to like pageanty stuff that I,
yeah,
I think that Michelle said it too. Like, this just wouldn't work with anybody else. Like, Alyssa it has to be Alyssa in that latex lip dress. It has to be Alyssa doing a poof into like cameras, because if Alaska came out in that, I'd be like, what? Like, this is so not the aesthetic. So
I loved it. It was like, it was like the epitome of Alyssa to me. It was, that's where she should go.
However, saying that, I do have to say that it wasn't a good reveal for me.
It wasn't a good reveal.
It was clunky.
Yeah.
Not even clunky. I mean, the first dress, I wouldn't like to see anybody in that by themselves. Right. And then the second dress would be really fun if they walked out on stage, but it wasn't what I thought for the challenge.
Yeah. Speaking of terrible reveals, Alaska's reveal was awful.
What was that first outfit? I mean, I honestly
don't know. Literally looked like a garbage can. Yeah. I'm like, that's not, like, just, again, it's like, we know, it's the same thing that happened with Alyssa. It's like, we know your second outfit is going to knock him out of the park. That's great. Like, you plan this amazing outfit, but the point of this outfit is a transition. So maybe you should have picked that for a different time in the competition.
Yeah. I feel like the world out there is going to give her a pass because it was
Little Pound Cake. And it was hilarious. But we just had Michelle say we shouldn't be giving people passes just because they're funny or amazing or whatever. Like, you didn't do what the assignment was.
Yeah.
As an Alaska fan, this was hard because I was like watching it and I was like, what is happening here? And I thought it was good. And when Little Pound Cake did come out, I was so amazed.
Yeah,
what
love
I wish had happened is, you know how they were given the blank white dolls?
Yeah.
I really wish that if she had wrapped herself in white and then that was like the blank doll and then she turned around and it was, and I wish that we saw the whole spin and reveal because I don't know, they cut away. That was the only one that they cut away on. I wish that we saw it. Maybe there was like tangles or something they needed to get rid of. But if it went from a blank canvas to Little Pound Cake, I would have like, conceptually been like, oh, like, that is genius.
She could have come out backwards with and then completely,
you're right. Yeah, so I wish that there was something just to connect the two between Little Pound Cake, but that Little Pound Cake thing,
I mean, I could not.
I tweeted about it. I watched it in studio. I watched it back twice and laughed just as hard both times. I look like a crazy person outside. It was so good. I am so happy that came back.
I am too.
I didn't know I missed it until I saw it.
Yeah. It was just a black shroud. I'm still trying to understand what the outfit was for that.
It was when she walked into the workroom for the first time. It was like I don't think it was a trash bag, but I think it was like a linen black sheet.
Like a black shroud, kind of attempt. Okay.
So there has to be some strategy behind it because maybe there was no way for her to conceal something. I mean, you can't not have that makeup on and not have that reveal. So there was some kind of strategy behind it, but I don't know what exactly went into it. But anyway, I know like we're going back to the challenge aspect of it, but her as Bette Davis was so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, I think she owned that whole acting part, and so I'm happy that she won.
Well, the thing was, when you did the lip sync, I really felt like Fifi won that lip sync.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I'm ready.
It's like, I don't know. And this is part of me is I love to see the accuracy on the queen's lips when they're singing. And Fifi seemed very accurate to me.
Agreed. I still chose Alaska.
Oh,
can I hear why? Yeah.
Because as much as she was accurate with lip syncing, I still was drawn to Alaska.
I agree.
That's how I'm going to nail it.
You know why I wasn't drawn to Alaska? First off, I love Fifi's like sexy body movements. But the reason I wasn't drawn to Alaska is I wrote, why is she wearing so many orthopedic shoes this season? I'm sorry, but you're a drag queen. You cannot come out in combat boots that don't even go with your outfit. And then the last lip sync she did, again, like, changed into these orthopedic shoes. I'm sorry. Everybody else is, like, working hard and wearing their shoes. You got to do that, too. And it's like, you're not even a big girl where you have this excuse of, like, my weight is making it hard to wear these shoes. It's like, you weigh the least amount of anybody up there, and you're wearing orthopedic shoes. Like, unless you come out with some serious foot problem, no.
I love me some shoes, so I gotta agree with you on that.
Really? Maybe there's a strategy to it, knowing that she can walk around the stage and go a little quicker, but I think that she stayed in that character. She was a Little Pound Cake lip syncing. It was in Alaska. And I just love like the looks and stares. And Fifi did do a great job, but that is something that I would have seen at a club and not on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'm gonna go off topic a little bit, but it's specific to Alaska because I've been watching you guys.
Thank you.
What I did like about
thank you,
the Little Pound Cake and that character is because I hate Alaska's walk.
Okay,
I hate her walk. So for me, this character, even though it's already her character from another season, it matched her and it's quirky. I hate her walk.
Yeah,
disgusting.
I don't mind it because she's funny, but it's like I do mind that, like, you're a drag queen and you just, like, don't care with the shoes. It's like, yeah. Isn't this the point where you're supposed to bring your A game? And now you're lip syncing for your legacy, so it's like even more your A game. And you come out, if she comes out next week wearing those like grandma nurse shoes, you know what I'm talking about? Like, then I'll be like, okay, Velcro. I see this was making a progression.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked her response too when Rue asked if there was anything that she had to say. She's like, "You're not my real father, and you never will be." Like, I just thought there was so many callbacks to her season, and it was so fun to watch.
Alaska's kind of subdued this season. Though I feel like other fans have mentioned this as well.
Yeah,
she's
playing the political game.
Yeah, it's like it's not as soundbitey.
Because they had Alyssa, I think, up to this point to kind of give more, which she always has like a great soundbite. But I think Alaska has delivered some good, you know, draws and stuff. But I don't know, like there's been parts.
But there's not things that I can remember. Like on her season, she was so soundbitey, and then it's like now there's not. I can't, like, point to a single moment.
And maybe because she made it to the end, so we're remembering her final chunk, where she was a little bit more featured, which we're getting into the end here now, where we're going to get more Alaska interviews because she's going to have to narrate a little bit more than she was.
Shout out to Shaltiel Malek, who just said Fifi is the Donald Trump of Drag Race.
That is not true.
And to be fair, to go back, I mean, Fifi was getting a lot of love, too, on Twitter as I was growing through. Like, there are a lot of Fifi fans who are really protective and helping her out. So it's just, I hope that it does get better for her and she realizes that, you know, the drag community likes her and what she's doing.
I want to thank you guys for joining us in the live chat. We love it. I'm going to give some shout outs. Leo, Andrea Dance, Florence Flowers,
hey, Life.
Oh, Life's a Carlos. I like that. Cray. So those are my shout outs.
You guys are, I mean, every week we have such great people who comment and talk to, I know all of us on Twitter and stuff, and now you're going to get some things too.
Well, I live for the rippers, so it's all good.
But you guys, we love your comments on YouTube. We try to respond to a lot of them and read them. And please comment on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
Like the iTunes downloads really help us. Even though they're free, they help us keep the lights on. So
listen to us at the gym. Have fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, because you guys are somewhat both Alaska fans, I would assume, right?
I am not. Yeah, I'm actually, thing is, like, I'm not an Alaska fan at all. I respect that Alaska works hard. I respect that Alaska, you know, like, has great fans, and that's wonderful. And I think the best way to deal with not being a fan of someone is just to say, you know what? She's not my cup of tea. But that, I respect. You're making a living doing it. You got fans. That is awesome. I'm sure she's a wonderful person. It's just, just because I'm not a huge fan of her doesn't mean now I'm going to, like, turn around and be like,
right,
blah, 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 I'm so angry at you.
Right?
Well,
I wanted to ask you then, because, so I didn't like it before, and I'll get to what I'm talking about, but when I watched her do Betty Davis.
Betty Davis, yeah.
Before Baby Jane. Or, sorry. I realized how talented she was in changing her voice.
Yes.
Right? The affectation, which then reminded me about how much it irritates me that her normal voice is so affected. That annoys me. I mean,
are you talking about the voice fry?
When she just talks normally.
Oh.
Everything is so drawn out.
You guys.
And it's super queeny.
It's really, I said this before, and it's just, that's not her voice. It's a character. Like, she's putting this on, and she's Alaska as a boy in that
That's
voice.
What I want to ask you, because do you think that's just her in her Alaska as a boy? Okay.
If you listen to things where, I mean, the camera's there, but she's talking to Alyssa over here. She's talking like, okay, well, I think if we go into this strategy, and then a camera, she's like, but this mirror. Like, you know, so she's very aware that she's on, and it's just part of her genius. I think it's just one of her
things. I wanted to ask if any of you actually talked to her live in person.
No, and she's here in downtown right now, and I didn't get to see her. But, yeah, I wish. I mean, she recently played at Precinct, and the line was wrapped around the building. So I know. I really wish I was there or I didn't get to see her. But sometime soon, it's, like, on my list. Yeah.
But I'm more of I really love Alyssa, and the more I see of Alyssa, the more she grows on me. And I think it's also because Alyssa seems to have, I mean, she is a drag mama, so she seems to have this kind of like mama mentality that I love as well.
Doo-wop.
Doo-wop.
That was a fun critique to watch because she's like, what do I have to do? And it's just like literally just changed from doo-wop to doo-wop or whatever.
You know what's funny is that that's the other thing that bothered me about the Katya critique, because usually when they make this big point of being like someone can't remember their lines, it's either because they're going to totally bomb in the end one or it's because they make a total turnaround. They make a total 180. And so here, to have it be like, ah, you did a good job, but you're still in the bottom. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I don't get why you made such a point about that to then do nothing about
it. Sorry, I haven't been here in a while, but just Pink Dolphins is back in the chat room.
Pink Dolphins, we love you. Jay, you don't know this, but Pink Dolphins was, and this is like why we love our fans. Pink Dolphins was a turnaround fan. Pink Dolphins was very not pleased with our videos. Oh. And then suddenly, like, we showed Pink Dolphins some love, and now Pink Dolphins loves us.
Well, so hi, Pink Dolphin. I'm happy, so, happy you're so back.
Happy you're back.
Hell no, hold up. Pink Dolphins, I love you, girl. You were crazy. So she straight up came in and said that Alaska's a loser. She's getting hate right now. Anyway, sorry, back on track.
There was one thing. Katya did say something that really stuck with me, that she wanted to do whatever she thought Amy Sedaris would do in that situation, and bitch brought it. Like, she was so with that, like, because all of a sudden I'm hungry, she's all of that. Like, that weird thing with her tongue, like, that was so Amy Sedaris. And there's, I know we went quickly through their challenges, but the accents, the setup, everything was so funny. I think it's
because they both killed it. Like, they both killed it together. Yeah. And the eating of the arms in the end just killed me.
And they had a lot of lines to remember. Like, that, I mean, all of them did, but I feel
clearly,
like,
I love the makeup. For you, those of you listening, I've did my own kind of, like, Katya detox makeup situation. Yeah. Zombie.
You're rocking zombie. I do have, like, a boots on the ground kind of thing that whenever we get to the, like, notes, like, whenever we're
close We're trying to wrap it up, so whatever you want to...
So, a casting call. I know that I texted you guys, but a casting call came in, and they were looking for underwear models for a show that is going to have you transformed into a different type of gender. Now, I think this is the only show of its kind.
Right.
So, I'm kind of thinking that season 9, we're going to have underwear models as the ones who get transformed from the, you know, like the vets that we've had, the dads. I think it's going to be underwear models, so a lot of eye candy to look forward to in season 9.
I love those transition moments.
Yeah,
it's
just a hypothesis, but we'll see. But yeah, it came through. And also, I wanted to say hi to all the RuPaul Drag Race recap guys, Joe, Taylor, and Daniel. They've been very funny on their recaps, so hi, guys.
And I want to shout out to Jare the Literary Masturbator. He
Always
has
good.
A book. I just bought it. And his Instagram, if you want to follow on Instagram, that's really, really intriguing, follow his.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I saw that he wrote a book. That's amazing. You'll have to tell me how it is, and I'll buy it.
I feel like this portion of the show has, like, derailed into, like, random plugs for random things. But hey.
It works.
Hey, this is what we show
it
up
for. It
was
such a good... Oh, well, the mirror. Okay, so real quick, can we talk... I mean, we have two minutes, maybe. The mirror, what are you guys' thoughts? Who's coming back? Or, I mean, we talked a little bit about
it. I feel like they're all coming back.
Yeah, or I want them all to
back. Yeah, I feel like they're all coming back.
I love that Fifi was kind of caught, like, what is
that? That's my thing, and I've said this before, same thing. If you're gonna rip or be honest about your opinion, like, stand up for that. Like, what's you gonna be shocked for? I don't give a fuck. I mean, in Fifi's case, like, stand up for that. You're here.
I wonder if they were waiting to hit a certain point before they said, like, now we need to do the revenge part. Mm. Or if they were like, well, Alyssa, we got to get her back in. And since she's fresh out of the competition, let's get her back in. Because I think they know that Alyssa has such, like, a huge fan base that they don't want her off the show. It's just we don't know how much the producers are involved in this.
It's funny because I thought this season there would be less dick in the soup because the queens have power. Yeah. No, there's
I feel like
more.
There's a shitload of dick in the soup.
There's so many dicks in the soup. I can't even.
It's dick soup.
Yeah. And on that note, Jay, where can the people find you?
Well, guys, I'm actually doing the after show for Finding Prince Charming, which if you like RuPaul's Drag Race, you probably would like that one. And that's on Thursdays. I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and then on Twitter at @still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
Yeah. At Tomakava 777.
And I am 123 Jackie B on all platforms except for Snapchat, where I'm Jackie B 123 because Snapchat is evil. I also do a show here called Broadway Breakdown, where we break down Broadway movies and live shows. That tapes at 3 p.m. Pacific time on our sister network, The Popcorn Talk, but you can find it live on YouTube just like you can find this show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Great job. Nice meeting you.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.